Caleb Cuttis is with us from Three Rivers Public Health this morning. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
Yeah. A lot of good information to share this morning.
Yeah.
Where do you want to start? COVID?
Sure. Well, I don't want to start there. I'd rather talk about rain that we're going to get.
I know. Me too. I would too. But we probably better review, right?
Yeah. So a lot of information about COVID, as usual, unfortunately. We got the potential of a new vaccine formula coming up. Pfizer and Moderna have submitted to the FDA to move forward with a bivalent vaccine for the fall. And what that's going to have is the original strain of the virus that causes COVID and proteins derived from the current circulating strain, the BA4, BA5. So hopefully the idea is that if people get this as a booster, or I guess if people haven't been vaccinated before, that it'll provide better protection against the currently circulating virus.
Okay, you used a big word in there, bivalent. What's that mean?
Yeah, bivalent. That just means that it has two different formulas in it at
okay.
the same time. Yep, bivalent. So that refers to it's got the proteins from the original vaccine or the original virus that was circulating way back in March 2020, if anybody can remember back that far, and the virus that's currently circulating now.
Okay. So all right.
A lot of the flu vaccines that you get are actually multivalent or bivalent and have different formulas.
Multivalent. Yeah. I'm going to find a way to use that word today.
Yeah, that could be the word of the day.
Impress my friends. Yeah. Impress my friends.
So the new vaccines will be available when?
So they submitted the information yesterday. The Advisory Committee for Immunization Practices, who reviews this for the FDA, they meet September 1st and 2nd. If they give it an approval, it'll move on to the CDC. That usually takes about a week. So what we're looking at is maybe shortly after Labor Day, these vaccines will be available.
Okay. All right. So should people wait or should they move forward if they're in that phase where they're probably supposed to be getting a booster?
You know, that's really more of a judgment call. Okay. I can't really say one way or the other. I can say, you know, people should be getting a booster, though. Only 31% of people nationwide have gotten a booster. And really, these are vaccines. Even if people have gotten two doses, a third dose is really going to do a lot to improve your immune response to it. You know, people have kind of seen as time has gone on, you're not as protected against infection when you get vaccinated. Still very well protected against serious disease and death. But getting that booster is really going to help boost your immune response.
Yeah. CDC guidance, is that there been some changes there?
Yeah. So what it boils down to really is they're not recommending that anybody really quarantine anymore after they've been exposed to COVID. They're saying if you know that you've been exposed, you've been around somebody who's sick, you should wear a high quality mask. That's pretty much referring to like a KN95 or N95 mask for 10 days and get tested on day 5. You're most likely to start developing COVID-19 within 5 days. But up to 10 days, they want to make sure that you're safe around other people, so continue to wear a mask.
Okay.
If you are positive for COVID, if you take a test, you get positive results, you want to isolate for 10 days from other people if you can, wear a high-quality mask if you have to be around other people, and then you can kind of go back out in public after 5 days, but you really want to wear that high-quality mask until day 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as far as the clinics, if we want to get a booster shot or something like that, maybe review with our listeners when those are occurring or how we'll know.
Yeah, we've got our normal clinics at Three Rivers Health Department in Fremont on Tuesdays from 9 to 11:30. We typically want to do our infants or our young age people from 6 months to 4 years old during that time, 9 to 11:30. But if people need to come in during that time, we're not going to turn people away. And then 1 to 4:30 for people who are 5 and up.
Okay.
That's every Tuesday. This Friday, also, we're going to be at Scribner-Snyder Schools from 3:30 to 5:30 up in Scribner.
Okay. So, very good.
Yeah.
Are you still testing?
We are offering tests, yes. Okay. So we have take-home test kits available at the health department and available, I think, we're up to 45 or 46 locations throughout our 3 counties.
Okay.
And if you want to find out where those are, you can go to nebraska.emed, that's EMED.com, and they'll have a map that you can navigate and see where all these test kits are available in Nebraska, and those are free. So.
Good deal. Yeah. Probably the most of the good information is right there at your website, right?
Yeah, and that's 3rphd.org or 3riverspublichealth.org.
Very good. Well, thank you. Appreciate your time, as always. A lot of good information. I know folks, like you said, everybody's tired of talking about it, but we still need to know where to get boosters and all that, right?
It's important. You know, we count our hospitalizations as part of the Omaha metro area, and there's still 142 people as of last night in the hospital for COVID, including 6 pediatric patients. So really important to get up to date on your COVID vaccines.